Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the PNC Infratech Limited earnings conference call hosted by Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all the participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers, I am pleased to welcome you all on PNC Infratech Limited's Q2 FY24 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call. We have with us the Managing Director of the company, Mr. Yogesh, along with the senior management team. We will begin with opening remarks from the management, followed by interactive Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good afternoon and season's greeting to everyone. On behalf of PNC Infratech Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to everyone for joining us today on this call. I have with me Mr. T.R. Rao, Director Infra, and Mr. D.K. Agarwal, CFO, Mr. D.K. Maheshwari, VP Finance, and Strategic Growth Advisors, our Investor Relations Advisors. We have uploaded the financial results and investor presentation on Stock Exchange, as well as company's website for your reference. Initially, I would like to share key updates in the industry with you, followed by key operational development of the company and highlights of the financial performance during quarter two of financial year 24 and half H1 of financial year 24, post which we will be happy to answer your queries. The target set for highway construction in financial year 24 is higher than financial year 23, as it stands at 13,800 kilometers against 10,331 kilometers constructed in financial year 23. However, highway construction experienced a significant decline during the month of September 23, with only 371 route kilometers completed during the month, essentially due to the active monsoon and persistent challenges in getting the vacant ROW and removal of obstruction timely for uninterrupted construction. Industry expert availability of vacant and long stretches of maximum extent at the very beginning of project execution for uninterrupted construction and progress to meet the targets. When it comes to award of new project, though an ambitious target of 12,500 kilometers length of new highway set for the financial year 24 by MORTH, NHAI and NHIDCL together. With the half of the set target to be met by NHAI, awarding activity has been very subdued during the first half of financial year 24. Many of new projects on both EPC and HAM modes scheduled for bidding during the first half of financial year 24 have been shifted to second half of financial year 24. Even bid due date set for quite a few new projects in October 23 have also been postponed to November and beyond. Industry experts that the government authorities will resolve land acquisition and other issue quickly, thus making funds available for bidding and construction of proposed new project to achieve their highway awarding target of 12,500 km before end of the financial year. Given the target, NHAI alone is expected to award new projects worth over rupees 1.5 lakh crore before end of current financial year, out of which bids for project worth over rupees 90,000 crore already floated. On brighter side, accordingly to CRISIL Infrastructure Year Book 2023, India infrastructure spending will double to rupees 143 lakh crore during the period between 24 and 30 to 2030 compared to amount spent during the period 2017 to 2023. Accordingly to the industry sources, the government intend to expedite monetization of operational highways in the coming years in order to garner funds about 2 trillion rupees. Similarly, in the next 3 years, NHAI is expected to construct up to 4,500 kilometers of new highways on an average in a year and monetize these assets through InvIT and TOT model. Now coming to the updates on company. Our company has received provisional completion certificate for four laning of Mitra Sen to Kanpur section of NH91 in the state of Uttar Pradesh on hybrid annuity mode, which is known as a legal Kanpur package 5 on 4th August 23, 38 days ahead of schedule, and became eligible for early completion bonus. Further, company also received completion certificate for package 29 of 8 land Delhi Baroda access controlled greenfield alignment expressway executed on EPC mode under Bharatmala Pariyojana. Company, one of the wholly owned subsidiaries PNC Kanpur Highway Limited, concessionaire for Kanpur Kavari BOT toll project, has repaid the term loan in full. As such, there is no debt outstanding. Company's strong balance sheet and financial prudence result constant credit rating upgrades in sustainable manner, which enables company to secure debt at competitive rates. Now, moving on the operational and financial performance of the company. The company is currently having 27 BOT toll, BOT annuity and HAMP assets. Out of these 27 fund-based projects, company has 22 HAM projects with an aggregate bid project cost of ₹28,673 crores. Out of 22 HAM projects, company achieved PCOD and COD for 7 projects. 11 projects are under construction and 4 projects are under development. With regard to equity investment, the cumulative requirement for HAM project is about 1,100 crores. Till 30th September 2023, we already infused rupees 1,845 crores in HAM projects, and the remaining equity is to be invested over the course of next 2 to 3 years. The internal accruals that would be generated over the next 2 to 3 years should be adequate to meet the said equity investment requirements. Now moving on to our order book. As of 30th September 23, our unexecuted order book stands around ₹18,000 crores, which includes EPC value of ₹4,400 crores of 4 new HAM projects for which concession agreement have been already signed. Out of the total unexecuted order book, highway and expressway contract contributed around 72%, while water and irrigation projects contribute around 28%. The company has achieved notable progress in rural drinking water projects under the Jal Jeevan Mission during the past 2 quarters. In the current financial year till 30th September 23, company has booked a revenue of ₹818 crores in water segment, and overall till date company booked a total revenue of ₹1,850 crores under this segment. Revenue booked during the quarter ending 30th September 23 in water segment was ₹397 crores. Now I would present the result for quarter ended September 30, 23 and half yearly of financial year 24. Before discussing financial performance, I would like to share that during half one of financial year 23, the company received an early completion bonus of rupees 37.02 crores, which was included in the revenue of H1 of financial year 23. We have moderated the above in key financials of quarter 2 and H1 of financial year 23 to make the financial year performance quarter 2 and H1 of financial year 24 comparable with the corresponding periods. Standalone quarterly results. Revenue of second quarter of financial year 24 is rupees 1,693 crore, which is higher by 8% as compared to rupees 1,561 crore in second quarter of financial year 23. The EBITDA for the second quarter is rupees 228 crore, which is higher by 10% as compared to rupees 207 crore in second quarter of financial year 23. The EBITDA margin for the second quarter of financial year 24 is 13.4%. The profit for the second quarter of financial year 24 is rupees 140 crore as compared to rupees 131 crore in the second quarter of financial year 23, a growth of 7% on year-to-year basis. The PAT margin for the second quarter of financial year 24 is 8.3%. The standalone revenue for H1 financial year 24 is rupees 3,554 crore, which is higher by 8% as compared to rupees 3,282 crore in half yearly 23. The standalone EBITDA of half yearly financial year 24 is rupees 473 crore, which is higher by 10% as compared to rupees 428 crore in H1 financial year 24. The standalone profit for H1 financial year 24 is rupees 296 crore as compared to rupees 261 crore in the H1 financial year 23, with a growth of 14%. The PAT margin for the H1 financial year 24 is 8.3%. Consolidated revenue of quarter 2 financial year 24 is rupees 1911 crore as compared to rupees 1795 crores in quarter 2 financial year 23, with a growth of 6%. The consolidated EBITDA for the second quarter of financial year 24 is rupees 400 crore as compared to rupees 326 crore in quarter 2 financial year 23, with a growth of 22%. The EBITDA margin for quarter 2 financial year 24 is 20.9%. The consolidated PAT for quarter 2 financial year 24 is rupees 148 crore as compared to rupees 132 crore in quarter 2 financial year 23, a growth of 12%. The PAT margin for the second quarter of financial year 24 is 7.7%. The consolidated revenue for H1 financial year 24 is rupees 4003 crore, which is higher by 5% as compared to rupees 3811 crore in H1 financial year 23. The consolidated EBITDA for the H1 financial year 24 is rupees 836 crore as compared to rupees 808 crore, with a growth of 4%. EBITDA margin for H1 financial year 24 is 20.9%. The consolidated profit for H1 financial year 24 is 329 crore. The PAT margin for the H1 of financial year 24 is 8.2%. On the standalone balance sheet side, as on 30th September 23, our net working cycle is 79 days as compared to 87 days as on 31st March 23. Our net worth on a standalone basis is rupees 4,226 crore as on 30th September 23, whereas total standalone debt is rupees 395 crores. The total cash and bank balance as on 30th September 2023 is 197 crore. We have a net debt of rupees 197 crore. This translates to net debt to equity of 0.13 times. On consolidated basis, our net worth is rupees 4,612 crores, whereas total debt is rupees 6,959 crores. As on 30th September 2023, the total cash and bank balance, including current investment, is 802 crore. This translates to net debt to equity of 1.47 times. With this, we now open the floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir. So my first question is, do you still maintain the order inflow guidance for FY 2024, given the, given that NHAI ordering has been very muted, and we haven't seen the, any order inflow from the other segment?
See, guidance, what earlier we said, same thing we are maintaining. Guidance for the FY 2024 would be 10%-15% growth over the FY 2023. And, since as our managing director has spelled out just now, and most of the projects which were supposed to be bid out during the first half of the financial year 2024 have been shifted to second half, the reasons best known to NHAI. So we still expect up to 10,000 crore new order inflow during the current financial year before end of this, before 31st March. As huge number of projects are in pipeline, and already projects worth more than 90,000 crore have been floated with the due dates staggering between 1st November and 31st December. And further bids are also expected to be floated during the fourth quarter of the current financial year. So we still maintain 10,000 crore new orders before end of the current financial year.
Are you seeing, sir, that the BOT portion is increasing in the tender which are floated? And my question is, are you seeing that the BOT share is increasing in the tender, and will you participate in those tenders? Yeah.
No, you are talking about BOT toll?
Yes, BOT toll. Is it?
No, no. As of now, the tenders which have already been floated by NHAI are
HAM.
Are HAM as well as the EPC projects. You can say 60% HAM and 40% EPC projects. So far, no BOT toll project have been floated by NHAI.
My last question is on the non-road order inflows. Which are the segment which you're looking at, and are you seeing some activity? Because the H1 we haven't seen, we haven't received any order. So which are the activity, which are the segment you are looking at, and which are the geographies?
See, on the non-road sector, as you know, we are already doing a project of 6,800 crore in the rural drinking water supply, and those projects are progressing well. We are looking at the same sector because of the synergy and the experience gained over last 2 years. Rural drinking water projects, we are looking wherever these projects are funded by Government of India under Jal Jeevan Mission. Because there's a slight pause in some of the states where which are going for a poll, like Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, and Madhya Pradesh. So we expect in this region, new projects on the rural drinking water sector. Post election process, so we expect some projects will come up for bidding, and we will pursue those opportunities.
Understood, sir. Thank you, and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Participants who wish to join the question queue, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ashish Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity. So the question is on the total receivables and unbilled from the Jal Jeevan revenue that we have executed. So if you can share what is the total amount of receivables and unbilled from that particular segment.
As regard the receivable, the debtor days is 91 days, and the EPG side outstanding is around 1000 crore, and FPV is 703 crore. Total debt amount is 1769 crore. Actually, the EPG part is mainly because of the water, about 600 crore, and as against that, in the month of October, we have already realized more than 300 crore rupees.
Okay. And balance, sir, that out of the 1000 crores receivables from EPC, which you said, 600 you said is water, and the balance 400 would by and large be what, sir?
Then the EPC project at Delhi Vadodara, around and canal, then MSRDC, and say small outstanding, chote, there Lucknow Ring Road, like that.
Right, sir.
Got it, sir.
और सर ये water में is there any delay in getting the money या ये time पर आ रहे हैं? This is like in line with what the billing cycle should have been.
No, the water we are getting the thing, only the process is bit lengthy when compared to highway and other this thing, because the billing has to be done at a each scheme level. Each gram panchayat level we have to raise a separate bill. So what is the large number of bills are to be generated, and then these bills are to be certified and then paid. So there is a slight delay in the preparation and processing of the bill. Otherwise money is coming. As Mr. Maheshwari said, as of 30th of September, more than 600 crores money was due, and in October itself we realized more than 300 crores. Going forward in November and all, we'll be able to realize the entire amount. Then further billing will continue. So the process is like that. But as such, there is no problem of funds, or there is no problem in getting the payments. Only process is a bit lengthy.
Got it, sir. And what would be your target for water segment for the in terms of revenue for the financial year? I think earlier we have talked about a number upwards of 2,000 crores or somewhere in that range.
Yeah. We are maintaining the same number. More than 800 crores we already built because of the monsoon and some flooding of some of the areas. There is something subdued. The water execution will pick up during the second half of the current financial year. So we still maintaining between more than 2,000 crores billing in FY24.
Right. And last one before I get again in the queue, sir. What is the Yogesh, if you can please throw some light on where are we in terms of the asset sale process, and are we on target to achieve a part of that process at least by March 24, as they earlier said.
Asset
sale ka progress pooch raha tha, sir. Asset sale mein, where are we in that process, and are we on track to deliver at least a part of that asset sale for the commission assets by March 24.
The monetization, you are talking about monetization. Monetization is on track. As last time we said, we entered into a non-binding term sheet with one of the prospective buyers who shown interest, and the due diligence process has already been completed. So we are on the further course of action. So we are on the track. We expect, we want that closure should happen before the end of the financial year, and we are working towards the same.
Got it, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ashish.
Thank you very much. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. So my question is, in this year, how much would be our bidding in the non-road segments till now?
How much?
Nobody. See, as I mentioned, as of now, there are no projects on anvil in the non-road segment, particularly water, where we have got the synergy. So we expect these bids will be floated post completion of the election process for the four states which are going on, and before end of the current financial year. And other non-road sector also, we are looking at the opportunities. So like metro rail and railway freight, this thing, and also if case of any irrigation projects are, that are coming up, we are looking at. See, we expect, see, as we said, we are expecting a new business worth of 10,000 crore. So
in this financial year.
In the current financial year. So non-road sector, maybe around 15%-20% on that we are targeting. So we'll come to know only once these projects are floated out.
Any other major jobs coming up in UP now, beyond the Ganga Expressway? From the state side, are you seeing any more tenders coming up? Either in roads or metro or any segment?
No major this thing, because these are the core sectors. These are metros and these are becoming the road. Road has been very active. And we are not finding any significant number of projects in other sectors.
With regards to NHAI, sir, I mean, we have seen, I mean, maybe, what will be your guesstimate that by, do you think by December, if the awarding happens, it happens, otherwise from January onwards, as we move into election season, there won't be any major awards happening in the fourth quarter. So whatever happens now and happens in next 1.5 months, is it the right assumption?
No. If you see the past trend, major awards happened during the fourth quarter. If you see the trend over the last 5 to 6 years, so major awards done to meet the targets during the fourth quarter. And even as I said, in the third quarter also, now large number of bids are lined up with the bid due dates ranging from first week of November till end of December. So again, new bids are expected in the fourth quarter. Entire process should be over during the next 5 months. So because we also have the target of 12,500 kilometers of new projects. So there'll be a.
Once the model code of conduct is, my assumption is that by budget session, maybe by end of January, we have the budget, and then after that, the parliament will be adjourned for a time, and then there could be model code of conduct which may hit in. So do you think that's a risk potentially in terms of this year's awarding coming in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, that is there. See, till end of January, we don't expect model code of conduct will come into this play. Only you are expecting in the beyond February only. So
okay.
These next 3 months will be, there will be very active bidding, there will be activity. So during 3 months, we are really targeting projects. We identified the opportunities, and we are targeting.
Okay. Just last question around the monetization bit, so maybe DKM sir can answer that. So in terms of readiness of the monetization process, so we have already, I think, just a DD is completed. So where do we stand in terms of NHAI approvals and lenders and OC? I want to understand basically by March, if we announce the deal, so how much time do you think the money comes in, if all these approvals are in place?
See, typically, see, we have to take approval from NHAI for the transfer of ownership, as more than seven projects are there, the lock-in periods are over. Only it's a 6 months lock-in period in case of HAM project. So, and the lenders also, we don't see any major delay in getting the approval. The approval should be there in the range of 3 to 4 months maximum. We should be able to get.
And these seven projects have how much of equity investment and how much of debt?
We are not worked out. See, we identified the set of projects. We'll bifurcate and we'll share it individually. We'll share offline.
Because I think I think earlier you were saying it's about that 1,700-1,800 crores worth of equipment.
Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Kantpal, could you please use handset mode? I believe there is a loudspeaker mode active because of which there is an echo coming from your side.
One second.
Hello?
Mr. Kandapal?
Total debt to 6,900.
Hello, Kandapal ji?
Mr. Kandapal?
Hello?
Could you hear
is it?
Hello, Aji, Aji.
As the weekend, sir, I was asking you, I wanted to know total equity investment, book value of the equity invested in the project being evaluated for monetization. So, what was that number?
Mr. T.R. Rao ne jo kaha na, wahi hai ki actually total debt of all 12 projects is around 6,900 crore, but it will be decided at the closing date, ki what will be the outstanding on that day, number one. Secondly, regarding the equity also, as already informed in the last call, that in all 12 projects, total equity what we have infused around 1,700 crore rupees in all the 12 projects.
Okay, and we are evaluating the monetization of these all 12 projects, but I think Mr. Rao said that 7 projects we are looking at. I've got a little confused that.
He told 7 projects already we achieved the COD, and we don't take much more time to take the NOC from the NHI because 6 months already been completed. So, there is no time, lock-in period already completed.
So, the 7 projects immediately monetize kar sakte hain, and uska pura paisa aa jayega. Baki sabka, as the period gets come in, you will get part money and part will come after the completion of the 6 months, right?
Yeah, yeah. 7 or more, jara bhi ho sakte hain isme. It depends.
Okay.
On closing date, yeah.
Theek hai, sir. Thank you and wish you the best and wish you happy Diwali. Thank you.
Thank you.
Same to you.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So, sir, my first question is, can you share that what is our current progress on the UP Jal Jeevan Mission project and the Andhra Irrigation project?
As we had mentioned, UP Jal Jeevan, we already completed more than 1800 crores for this thing, work done by 30th of September. It's progressing and further also we have done. Now, as of date, more than 2000 crores work have already been completed. And this year, we are expecting a billing over 2000 crores. And the remaining billing will be done in the next year. And maybe some residual building will be left and at the end of FY25. Otherwise, project is progressing as per the schedule.
Okay, sir. And what about the Andhra irrigation project?
Irrigation project, because of the, it's a canal system, from August onwards, the water is flowing into the canals. So, as of now, the works are paused. We'll resume once the water is receded in the canal system, maybe next calendar year. And we have done around 178 crore
billing
we have done.
Okay. And so next question is that for the balance equity requirement which will be infused, can you give the breakup how much would be infused in FY24 and how much would be in FY25?
In FY24, we have already infused 592 in first half. And in this remaining 6 months, we require hardly 7,500 crore rupees. In FY25, 450. FY26, 430. And total requirement as on date is 1,095 crore.
Okay, sir. And so lastly, on the capex front, so if you can give how much have we done in Q2 and how much to be planned for the full FY24?
We have given the guidance around 100-120 crore in FY24, and out of that, in first half, we have only taken around 27 crore, and within 100 crore in FY24, including 27 crore.
Okay, sure. So that's it from my side. I will join back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you, sir. Just to understand clearly, so 10,000 crore order inflow that we are looking at, we said 15% to 20% from the non-road. So if I exclude, so maybe 8,500 crore we are looking in the road. So how one can look at in terms of the EPC and HAMP? Why I'm asking is considering the competition, particularly in the EPC and even in the HAM also, in recent one of the project we have seen, though the value is more than 1,500 crore, there is a significant competition. The new players are taking it at much lower cost. So in that sense, trying to understand how we are looking at HAM and EPC, and even if, let's say, we are able to get, are we confident to maintain our 13.5% EBITDA margin that we normally guide?
As we mentioned, now NHAI had already floated highway projects worth 90,000 crores. If you go by their estimated cost, two-third value of these projects are HAM, one-third value of these projects are EPC. Typically, more than 60,000 worth of projects are HAM projects, and 30,000 crores worth of projects are EPC. So even if you where we pursuing, so we expect in the same ratio of business inflow. So at least 60% to 70% of the what we are expecting, 8,500 crores or and all, will be from HAM, and the remaining from the EPC. We understand that the competition is more fierce in case of EPC when compared to HAM projects.
Okay, got it.
Go ahead, sir.
We
still endeavor to maintain 13% to 13.5% EBITDA in spite of the competition and other challenges.
Okay, got it. So for this year, definitely we are looking at 10-15%. So to achieve that revenue growth, 10-15%, we need to do the much better execution. But if I broadly look at, let's say, if we get this 10,000 crore and then broadly is a HAM, so in terms of the FY25, how one can look at on the revenue growth front? Should we still able to do a 10-15% will it slow down?
See, more clarity will emerge after the Q3 and 9 months after completion of 9 months, when we expect some new projects will come up, then more clarity will emerge. But we'll be able to maintain a decent growth in FY25 also.
Okay. Second, on the sir, four HAM projects where appointed date is pending. So there are two questions. When the appointed date to come? Last time we talked by March 24, the appointed date to come. And that EPC value right now in the presentation, we mentioned 4,400 odd crore versus last quarter, it was around 3,750 odd crore. So there is a significant jump in EPC value of these four HAM projects where AD is yet to come. So can you please explain?
Actually, earlier what we have given, that was 3,700 crore without GST. And now this is 4,400 crore with the 18% of GST. This is the difference only.
So for us, the revenue is without GST. So why we should be looking at without GST number only? Why we are setting the including GST number, because for revenue we book without GST.
For this purpose you are okay, but the financial model purpose what we have given to the bankers and the means of finance, we are taking the debt considering the 18% of GST.
Okay, so to put it simply, when we say the including this, the order book what we are talking is more 7,800 odd crore. So then in that sense it should reduce by that 500-600 odd crore.
Okay,
got it.
GST, yes.
Second, in terms of this monetization, just one clarity. Last time we said the entire deal and including the cash to be received by March. Now we are saying the deal to be completed by March. So the cash to come in 1H of FY 2025, is this the way one can understand?
Yeah, one can understand like that. But if you're able to close it by at least some first set of projects, we are aspiring that cash should come, some part of cash should come in the current financial year. But anyhow, we want the latest by first quarter of FY 2025.
Okay. Sir, I need all the data points, so whatever is remaining, including project-wise order book. So first, on the balance sheet front, mobilization advance, retention money as on September, and then I will ask the project-wise order book.
Retention on September is 110 crore, and mobilization advance is 539 crore. Hello?
Yeah, project-wise order book, sir. First is Chakeri-Allahabad. What's the outstanding order book? Last time it was 34 odd crore.
It was 23 crore, sir.
23 crore. Next is Challakere-Hiriyur.
175 crore.
175. Then Jagdishpur-Faizabad.
Only 37 crore.
37. Aligarh-Kanpur package 5.
95.
95. Unnao-Lalganj.
168.
168. Meerut-Nazibabad.
125.
125. Delhi-Vadodara package 31.
104.
104. Okay, last time it was 100. Is there a increase in the scope of work?
Yeah.
Change in scope.
Change in scope.
Okay, and the irrigation project value is how much?
950 crore.
950 crore. Okay. Gaju-Vilaj-Devinagar bypass package 1C.
1C, 400 crore.
400 crore. Okay. And Haryana Orbital Rail Corporation project?
770 crore. It has not started so far.
Okay, the same value. Okay, okay, got it. Just a second, sir. Yeah, done. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepesh Agarwal from UTI Asset Management Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Sir, my first question is, if I see the water segment, the margins are quite healthy, but at the company level, our margin is in the same threshold of 13%-13.5%. It seems that road margins are trending downwards. What is the reason for weakness in the road margins, and is it transient in nature?
Still, road margin are around 13%. In overall water, it was around 15% in the second quarter, and road was 12.8%. On an average, it is 13.45%. Road margins are within 13.25 or 12.80, yeah.
Because, sir, what we see on the segmental, the water margins are up almost, are higher by road by almost 400 basis points. So as you were highlighting earlier, water margins will normalize as you scale up. So would there be a pressure to the company level margin?
No, there should not be. See, as last time when compared to Q1, water margins now are getting stabilized. But at the same time, overall margins, there is no significant decline. So we should able to maintain the margins in the road sector also around 13%. overall margin, maybe water may be slightly more than that, but overall margin would be 13.
On an average, it is 13.5.
Yeah, 13.5 it should be.
Okay.
Whatever is the very significant reduction in this, it's in a transient in nature in the road sector. There's nothing, any concern about that.
Sure. Sir, secondly, can you guide us on your diversification beyond Jal Jeevan Mission? Have you built a separate team for bidding for metro and the rail projects? And one of the earlier participants asked the quantum of the projects you have participated beyond Jal Jeevan and water. Can you quantify on this?
See, we are there. Our team is working on the other sectors also, potential sectors, where we find the synergy, as we said, metro, rail, and other core sectors of projects. With these projects we are pursuing, and the dedicated team is working on these opportunities. They are scanning the opportunities. And we'll be able to share because this is a bit in proprietary in nature. We don't want to disclose everything. But the team is working.
Basically, sir, 2-3 years down the line when JJM project awarding slows down, would you think that we will have one or two more sectors which can offset that?
Yes. We are hoping. We are expecting.
Sure. And sir, lastly, there are a lot of state projects on the flyovers, ring roads, especially some in Maharashtra. Would we be also participating in those projects?
Yes.
Yeah. We have
already submitted our request for qualification application for major EPC projects by MSRDC for aggregate value of more than 30,000 crores. That includes Pune Ring Road, Jalna-Nanded Greenfield Expressway, and multimodal corridor, Nagda to this thing. We are pursuing the projects that come at a state level, but normally our preference at the state level would be the EPC, not any fund-based project like BOT or HAM. At state level, always we look for EPC projects.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Jiten Rushi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So my first question is on the order inflow guidance. You have given 10,000 crore and around 8,500 crore from roads and balance from non-roads. So hypothetically, if you miss the guidance this year, like last year also, we had received around 4,500 crore of inflows. So what kind of target would you chase for FY25 to build your revenue growth? As you said, you are expecting growth of 10%-15% revenue. And NHAI pipeline is assuming 1 lakh crore, where you expect 8,500 crore, which is like 8% share. It seems to be a tall task. So what kind of hypothetically will you chase in terms of order inflows in FY25?
See, to maintain the momentum of decent growth, see, order book this year we are having, say, 10,000 crores new project. And similarly, for the year of FY25, it would be around 12,000. So we'll be pursuing opportunities to secure a new business around 12,000 crores in FY25.
This 12,000 crore will have a mix of 80-20 in terms of roads and non-roads, safe to assume?
Yeah. That depends how the opportunities will be unfolded in the non-road sector. We have to see. Because road sector, as NHAI is having plans of awarding more, see, this year itself, they have a target of 12,500 km. So next year, definitely, so it is roughly translating to more than 2 lakh crores of new projects. So road sector, we are more certain. But in non-road sector, we have to see how the opportunities will be unfolded.
Sir, there are some projects from north in UP also. Are we targeting those EPC projects? North projects, the tenders were out last month in September.
Yeah. We are bidding. We are bidding for that.
What will be the value, sir?
Okay. Already submitted some bids.
So what is the value total bids submitted in UP for these north projects?
We have submitted 7 bids, 6 HAM and 1 EPC project. That total estimated value for this is around 6,300 crore rupees.
So this will get open probably by in a couple, in a one's time?
Within 15 days, 20
days,
I think
this will be open. Price will still be open.
And sir, the monetization, as you said, 7 projects we have achieved CCOD. So what we see is that we have invested around 900 crore of equity and the outstanding debt is around 4,300 crore. So likely that we can receive at least 900 crore or at least 50% of it by end of this year in terms of proceeds, or you said it will get spillover in Q1 25.
See, our efforts will be there to the qualified projects. We'll close it before end of the current financial year and realize the investment and the remaining projects in the Q1 of FY25.
Okay. Sir, can you give us toll revenue breakup, sir, for all the projects?
Yes.
Hello.
Kanpur Highway 20 crore.
Okay.
Rail Light 14 crore, 14.25.
So which one, sir?
Narela Industrial Estate.
Narela, okay, Narela, okay. 14.25.
And Raivareli 32 crore.
That is the NUT project.
MP Highway 6 crore, 5.7 crore.
Sorry, 9.7 crore.
5.7, yes.
5.7. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Uttam Kumar Srimal from Axis Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, in case of these four projects where we have signed a concession agreement, when we are expecting to get AD for all these four projects?
For all four projects, we are expecting AD before completion of the current financial year, before 31st March 2023-24.
Okay. Okay. And so you spoke about competitive intensity. So how is that competitive intensity there in case of larger projects? Because I know in the case of lower projects, there are heavy competitive intensity. But in case of larger projects, is it same or is it lower than compared to lower value project?
Certainly, in the projects of larger size, and that too in case of a HAM projects where the investment need to be put, so the competition will be comparatively lesser when compared to smaller size and EPC projects.
Okay, okay, sir. That's all from my side and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Vishal Periwal from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. Sir, on this revenue guidance of roughly 10 to 15% I mean, like, you know, just wanted to get more granular detail. With the 10% kind of growth, and that is one line item. And then second is, like, you know, if we do 2,000 crore revenue in our water supply projects, then roughly, like, you know, we have to do a flattish sort of growth in the EPC for the road side of project. But if you look at in the last two or quarters, the revenue in the EPC for the roadside, it has been declining anywhere between like 10 to 12 odd percent. So what could stabilize this revenue decline in the second half? Any new project that is coming up that will, if you can clarify that?
Actually, if you see the road project, the decline in the first half is a more optical. Because last year we were booking the toll revenue from the EPC, EPE, Eastern Peripheral Expressway, under our standalone financials. So that project got over last year during the first this thing. Even if at a consolidated level also, we were booking the revenue for the OMT projects of Kanpur Highway, Kanpur, Lucknow, Ayodhya. That also got completed and the project vested back to NHA in November last year. So otherwise, we don't see any decline, significant decline in the road. Also the roads have a typical cycle. Sometimes these projects are at a very peak distance where the work done will be more. Whereas in the current financial year, the 7 new projects we have started. So during the initial period, because of the low value items like earthworks, upgrade and all, then be there. And going forward, when we start executing the high value items of work, so this road sector also will pick up.
And
there should not be any decline when compared to FY23.
Okay, and but the revenue growth estimate that we are having, it is not dependent upon the AD for the 4 projects that is not included in the order.
We are, as of now, we are not considering those new 4 new projects any this thing. So if any income is generated by the 4 new HAM projects, that will be slight growth in the revenue.
Okay. Sure, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Prem Khurana. Please go ahead, sir. Mr. Khurana, your line is unmuted.
Thank you for taking my question, sir. I have 2 questions only. So one was, we've made some announcements suggesting that you're claiming some arbitration claims from NHAI under Vivad Se Vishwas scheme. So what is the status there? Because I mean, there's this time limit, right, wherein I mean they need to settle it by, but we've not, I mean, had any announcement as to this effect, that whether these have been approved or not. So if you would clarify on the claims that you've filed under this Vivad Se Vishwas scheme, please.
Yeah, see, as we informed to the exchanges, we raised our eligible disputes, our claims under Vivad Se Vishwas in 3 projects. One is on our parent company, PNC, and 2 on our from our subsidiary companies, concessionaires. All 3 we declared and we duly intimated to the exchanges. Though now the last date is got over just yesterday. 31st October was the last date for filing the disputes. Now they are under process. So we expect the offer things from NHA rolling out from November onwards. So once those offers are accepted by us, then we'll duly intimate to the exchanges, followed by the industry.
Sure, sir. And so just one bookkeeping question, if you could share the toll number for Bareilly or Mora, please.
It is 14.25 crore, sir.
Sure, sir. Thank you. Sagar, that's from my side. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question. I now hand the call over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for your participation in our earning call. We wish everyone have a safe and happy Diwali as well as a prosperous new year. In case further queries, you may get in touch with the strategic growth advisors, our investor relation advisors, or feel free to get in touch with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.